Hey, everybody. We are here at 2017 Filene's Big Bright Minds in a beautiful city called Austin, Texas. And I'm with Ben Herring from Affinity Plus. How are you, Ben?
Pretty good. How are you?
Doing well. Doing well. Make sure my mic is on. It is on. It is on. So, and that's important in a video interview. Hey, you are involved in the Filene's I3 program. And can you just give us a quick 411 on your experience in the program?
Yeah, so I came across I3 as a filing crasher, actually, which is for young professionals in the credit union industry. And I came across Filene in, you know, my general research, Googling. But I saw that there was this really cool thing called I3. And I had an opportunity to, as a crasher, see I3ers present on their prototyped concepts. And that really struck a chord with me. And I was trying to, in my role, I'm a business development specialist at Affinity Plus Federal Credit Union. We often are seeking to serve our members better, and how can we engage with our members and our partners? And this was a really cool way. It really inspired me to think outside of the box as it pertains to what we do as a credit union and what we can do as an industry, in large. So
each person comes up with their own kind of concept idea or something along those lines to implement to the credit union. They kind of refine it through the program, or how does that work?
A little bit. So what ends up happening is you apply, then you go through a tryout period, and then you get put on the I3 team. They choose about 15 individuals throughout the nation a year, and when you're actually involved with I3, you get paired up with a team of a couple other I3ers who are from other credit unions throughout the nation. And what you do is you actually dig through research and data and try to pinpoint consumer pains. And then the ultimate goal is to provide a potential solution. And so that six-month cycle is usually researching, getting to know, obviously, your other credit union folks, and then from there we're really digging into, okay, what is a solution that can be provided to our credit unions as a whole that could actually solve for a member pain point. And then what we do is we come to these conferences and actually pitch those prototypes that we've actually been building, and then the hopes is that they go further and potentially could be developed as an actual.
What did you guys work on?
So this time, our concept was called Pathfinder CU. We actually developed a chatbot that is focused on helping our members better understand their credit in a more of a proactive manner. So we can reach out to our members through a chatbot and then ultimately give them the knowledge and expertise to move forward. Ultimately, we are planning to, or would plan to, build in an actual application process there. So I learned about my credit. Now I want to actually take action, especially as a young person. And how can I do that? Well, I kind of need to start borrowing, right? So we also foresee in the future the next phase of Pathfinder CU would be an actual application built in. Further down the line would be real-time data being integrated into this tool.
Very cool. Oh my gosh, very cool. So what did you want to take away from the program? What did you want to gain from it, other than coming up with a really cool idea, furthering your career? I mean, what else did you want to gain from the program?
All of those things?
We covered it.
I'll just take all of them. I think, one, it is connections, though. It is connections. I know people from Alaska credit unions all the way down to Florida and everywhere on any side of the nation and in between, too. So growing that connection, and it is a career builder. It's certainly a resume builder, but it's also a career builder within our credit union, because it forces you, especially as a young credit union person like myself, or younger-ish, I like to think that I am, maybe more so than I actually.
Like the ish on the end of it.
The ish end of it, yeah. It actually forces you to connect with the other departments within your credit union that you might not normally have reached out to. Because as you're building these concepts, you realize that this has an effect on almost every single, or could have an effect on almost every single department within your credit union. And so not only are you building connections across the nation, but you're actually building connections within your actual credit union. So that's really cool.
Very cool. So, what advice, kind of a wrap-up question here, what advice do you have for somebody who was in your position, who you're just kind of Googling one day and like, hey, this looks pretty cool. What advice do you have for somebody kind of sitting on the fence about doing something like this?
I would say send them a fax.
Fax, really? Fax.
I sent them actually a fax. That was my first thing I did with filing was, who gets faxes these days?
Nobody!
Maybe these folks don't even know what a fax is. Certainly no one younger than me. But no, I would say when you're doing your research, don't be afraid to do the outreach. Don't be afraid to put yourself out there because we all have a story. And I think that it is true that we, as an industry, we kind of fall upon credit unions and then realize, oh, these are fantastic. And it's the same, you know, going into these other potential opportunities is put yourself out there. If you love the credit union industry, jump in there and get it done. You know, let's do this.
Last question for you. What do you feel the importance of the program is on the industry as a whole? How do you see that? I mean, it sounds from me, from what you just said, it sounds like it's really pushing that proverbial envelope for the industry to keep it moving forward.
That's a loaded question. But I would say a couple things. One, collaboration. We as credit unions talk a lot about collaboration, and this is the best way that I've seen thus far, that best opportunity that facilitates what gets close to true collaboration amongst credit unions. So that's a big thing. But I also think that as an industry, whether we're truly collaborating or not, we have to work together. We have a very small portion of the market share right now, and obviously we would like to increase that. So if nothing else, expand your mind and figure out how can you as a credit union reach more of your members and more potential members, because there are fintechs out there that are literally picking apart your website right now and trying to figure out how do they become the expert in one small part, and we're trying to be an expert in a very broad range of products and services for our members. So let's expand our minds, think outside the box, and I think Filene, and in particular the i3 program, has really helped me do that.
All right, great message to end on. Ben, thank you so much. Ben Herring, Affinity Plus Federal Credit Union. Well done, sir. Good job. Keep up the good work, man.
Thank you.